Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay
caramba, disguises,
disguises,
surprises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
My lips never move. Wouldn't I make a great ventriloquist?
Oh, 99 kettles of soup on the heat. 99 kettles of soup. If one of those kettles I happen to eat, 98 kettles of soup on the heat. Sing, Odie. 98 kettles of soup. If one of those kettles I happen to eat, 97 kettles of soup on the heat.
We'll be there in a few minutes, guys. Just think, a 2-week vacation with nothing to worry about but a police siren. I wonder what he wants.
Probably wants to give you a ticket for not feeding your cat enough. Remember, you have the right to remain silent.
Something wrong, officer?
Plenty wrong, fella. You were speeding.
Speeding? Oh, that's not possible. I was only going about 25 miles an hour.
That's speeding. The sign you pass says the speed limit's 8 miles an hour.
8 miles an hour? That's ridiculous. I didn't see any sign.
Come with me. There's the sign, clear as day.
I don't see any sign.
That's the trouble with you city boys. Always in a hurry. There you are, clear as day, speed limit 8 miles an hour. Here's your ticket.
An ant couldn't read that sign. I'm not paying any ticket.
Well, then, you'll have to tell it to the judge. Get in your car and follow me into town.
I'll just state my case to the judge and he'll tear up that ticket.
90 kettles of soup on the heat. 90 kettles of soup. If one of those kettles I happen to eat, 89 kettles of soup on the heat.
It's not the money, it's the principle of the thing.
Whenever anyone says that, it's always the money.
Right!
Now, you wait right here while I get his honor to convene court.
Just pay the ticket.
I know, Garfield, you probably think I should just pay the ticket.
Here comes the I have to stand up for my rights speech.
I have to stand up for my rights.
Hey, do I know my Arbuckle?
I respect all laws, but I'm sure that once the judge hears my side of this, he'll agree
All rise. This court is now in session. The Honorable P. Dempsey Weevil presiding. All right, Mr. Prosecuting Attorney, what's the first case? The first case, if it pleases your honor, is John Arbuckle, arrested for doing 25 miles an hour in an 8-mile zone. Very well, I find the defendant guilty as charged and fine him...
Wait a minute! Don't I get to have an attorney?
Why, yes, I believe you are entitled to counsel. Your honor, I will represent the defendant.
If this guy's a lawman, then I'm a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Counselor, your client was speeding. Your Honor, I object. Objection overruled. Mr. Arbuckle, how do you plead?
Like this, Your Honor?
I can't take any more of this.
I hereby fine you $100.
$100?
Let's go. Court's adjourned. Or if it isn't, it should be.
You come back here. Bailiff, stop him. Bailiff, where's my bailiff? Oh, right. I'll drag him back, Your Honor.
Guys, stop shoving! Guys!
Hit the road, Jack, and don't stop till we're in the next county.
But he did give me a ticket.
Burn rubber.
You come back here. Stop in the name of the law.
I'm a fugitive from the law.
He's not the law. He's as phony as wax lasagna.
No, I shouldn't do this. I am going to go back to throw myself on the mercy of the court. My car!
Well, you always wanted a convertible. Get for not wearing your seatbelt. Odie, do you know how to drive? And I don't know how to drive. Odie, we're in big trouble.
Don't worry, guys. I'll save you.
Yeah. And I'm adding escape to your list of crimes.
But my cat, my dog.
Lesson one, starting the car. Place key in ignition. This isn't gonna work. Driving on this road. Guess it's too late to hire a chauffeur. Odie, look up. Stop it.
Do you see any speeders, Jed?
Negative, Ed. We're probably wasting our time here. We're not going to find any.
That's Roger. Anyway, it beats working back at that shopping mall, right? What do you think?
That's a 703, all right.
Get out of the way. Help! Emergency brake. Hootie, I think that's it. Harder, Odie. Don't spare the puppy power.
Okay, what's your hurry, pal? Yeah, I've heard it all.
Ed, this is a cat and a dog.
I think you're right, Jed. Guess we'll have to run him down to the pound.
Hey, this is a ticket made out to a John Arbuckle, and it's signed by a patrolman Weevil.
Weevil? Isn't he that crook who was posing as a policeman?
Back that way. Listen to the cat.
The cat seems to be trying to tell us something.
Let's check it out. It's starting to rain.
You have to let me out. My dog and my cat are in my car.
Resisting arrest, littering highway with car roof, unlawful modification of vehicle. Oh, this is going to cost you plenty. If you pay the fine, I might be able to get the judge to go easy on you. Oh, hi, man. Be with you in just a second. The judge and I are real close and...
You can go, Mr. Arbuckle. We'll run this phony officer in.
You mean... He wasn't a policeman? I'm not under arrest? Garfield, you saved me. How can I ever repay you? An umbrella? You want me to buy you an umbrella? Okay, but I don't see why. Okay, now I see why.
69 kettles of soup on the heat. 69 kettles of soup. If one of those kettles I happen to eat. 68 kettles of soup on the heat. 68 kettles of soup on the heat. How fortuitous. Someone was kind enough to dig this hole for me. I'll cover it with these branches and play a little trick on Odie. Here, boy. Want a bone? Something is not right here. Oh, no. It's the old rubber hole gag.
That's right, it's me again, the Weasel, and I'm here for chicken takeout. You better not tell anyone, you hear?
The rooster takes a hen, the rooster takes a hen, woohoo, hi-ho, the derry-o, the rooster takes a hen.
Hey, O'Roy, let me tell you what I am doing.
Must you?
I must. In an attempt to begin dealing with all the things I fear, I have made a list of them all.
No wonder there's a paper shortage.
I will start with the A's. Aardvarks, abacuses, abalones, abandoned anythings, Abbott and Costello movies, abdomens, able-bodied semen, abodes, abominable snowman... please don't read over my shoulder. Abraham Lincoln, Abridged Dictionary's Abrupt Revelations.
Pardon moi, Ducky, but haven't you noticed things around here getting a bit, moist?
Hmm? So, we're at the bottom of the ocean. Bottom of the ocean! Bottom of the ocean, bottom of the ocean, bottom of the ocean.
It's not on your list.
Well, I'll write it in. Bottom of the ocean, there.
Help! Oh, help! I'm at the bottom of the ocean! Oh, help, help, help! Can't catch me in the middle of the sea! I seem not to be getting any traction.
Come on, Captain Nemo. I think I know what's going on here.
I'll hold my breath.
Nah. I didn't see what I thought I saw out there. Did I?
As the explorers moved along the ocean floor, they could barely...
Hey! Let me see that. Journey to the bottom of the sea, as I suspected. When you get caught up in a book, the rest of us get caught up in your fantasies.
Can I help it if I have a vivid imagination?
Yeah, but when you read a Western, we have a stampede. When you read a book about dinosaurs, we have tyrannosauruses here. Last week, you were reading a cookbook, and I got chased by 2 cups of flour and a pound of butter.
It doesn't always happen like that.
We can... Well, just a minute. Wait. Breathe.
Thanks.
If your imagination's gonna run wild, let's enjoy it.
Good idea, Roy. We can imagine ourselves anywhere. Like, I can imagine the barn as a storybook castle.
And I can imagine myself as the handsome prince, destined to rescue the beautiful maiden from the evil witch's spell. For the evil witch has condemned her to sleep for all eternity, or until she receives the kiss of love from a handsome and charming prince such as yours truly. Ah, fair maiden, despaireth not, for you are about to receive the kiss that will awaken you. Here it comes, sis.
Why, Roy, I didn't know.
This is all just make-believe?
Just make-believe, Wade. None of it is real. I don't know what's going on out there, and I don't care. I just want chicken.
You mean I could be anything I want to be?
In your imagination, at least.
I could be strong.
You could.
I could be taller.
You could.
I could be brave and confident and self-assured.
You could.
It'll never work.
Imagination can't harm you.
Wanna bet?
Try imagining you're someplace.
Okay, here goes. I will imagine that I am a cowardly duck and I'm on a farmyard with my friend Orson Pig. It worked! Well, I want to start with something easy, you know. Kiss me again.
Not for all the corn on primetime television.
It's chicken time.
Wade, you are hopeless. You have no imagination.
No imagination? I can't even conceive of such a thing.
I'm so frustrated, I feel like slamming a door, but there's no door around. So I'll imagine one.
Orson is, as usual, right. I need to put my imagination to work. I will think of something and imagine real hard to pretend it is happening. Now, what should I imagine?
Ah, the only one around is that craven duck. And he sure won't give me any trouble.
I will imagine that ugly weasel stealing chicken. Aha! It's working! Well, since it isn't real... Well, Mr. Weasel, you have weaseled your last chicken in this yard, sir.
Out of my way, duck.
Ooh, he even sounds like the weasel. Oh, I'm so good. Now watch this.
Give me that. And you've got until the count of one to get out of here. One, your time's up.
Okay, plop goes the weasel.
Hey, duck, you back off. I'm warning you.
Roy, what are you doing in here?
Hiding. Orson, can you imagine me a one-way ticket to Tibet?
Help! Stop! Get away from me!
You go away and stay away, you weasel, you!
Orson, are you imagining Wade chasing the weasel all over the farm?
No, are you?
No, I was hoping you were.
Oh, come on! He needs our help!
Wade or the weasel?
Get off me!
Not until you yell uncle and aunt and nephew and niece and third cousin twice removed and... hi, guys. I was just imagining me chasing the weasel. Pretty far-fetched, huh? it's the weasel!
And I'll teach you to interfere with my chicken plucking.
Orson, do something.
I'm trying to imagine something up, but I can't concentrate.
Here, try this.
An old train schedule? Well, okay.
May I say a few words on my behalf?
Help! Help!
Orson, I guess I'm a failure as an imaginer. I cannot face the real world, much less my imagination.
Good reason to work on that imagination, Wade.
Well, I guess everything worked out okay, except...
Roy, darling, there you are.
That. See you around, guys.
Roy, where are you going?
I'm gonna catch that train.
Okay, dinner's over. Time for some television. I know what you're thinking, and you're wrong. I don't always watch TV after dinner. Sometimes I watch TV during dinner. A little variety keeps things interesting. Uh-oh. Mission Control, we have a problem.
Oh, Garfield, the cable's out.
What's wrong with this thing?
Did you hear what I said? The cable's out.
Maybe it needs new batteries.
Garfield, listen to me carefully. The cable is out.
The cable's out? No, say it isn't so, Arbuckle. The cable can't be out. It can't be out. What'll I do without the cable? I won't be able to watch the All Knitting Channel. I'll miss my six-hour documentary on different ways of spelling ketchup.
Garfield, I'm sorry you can't turn the TV on, but maybe this'll do just as well.
No, this doesn't turn the TV on either.
Garfield, that's not a remote control. It's a book.
Oh, yeah. I've seen these. Any recipes in here?
Maybe it's time you turned off the TV and read a good book instead.
You keep this kind of talk up and we'll both be in the unemployment line right behind Binky.
Read it while I go see about getting the cable fixed.
Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. Oh, they did a TV movie about this Crusoe guy. He was a sailor who got shipwrecked all by himself on an island. Well, I'll give it a shot.
How soon can you come fix the cable?
Let's see, we'll be out week after next, sometime between 8 a.m. Monday and midnight Saturday. You better stay home the entire time.
Stay home all week?
Yeah, if you're not there when we call, I'll just reschedule you for some time in... I'm booked solid into next century.
Next century? You can't do this to me!
Oh, sure we can, Mr. Arbuckle. I'm afraid you don't understand. We're your only cable company. We can do anything we want to here.
Our ship was wrecked on an unknown island off the northeast coast of South America. Insofar as I could tell, I and I alone survived the wreck, but at what cost? Miles was I from any port, and my heart told me I might never see land again. Turmoil upon the sea tossed me about. I feared my tiny makeshift craft would be swamped, and I was also getting awfully darn seasick.
Please, you've got to fix my cable in my lifetime. Please!
Oh, all right. I'll stop off at your place on my way home, but don't get used to this immediate service business, okay?
Oh, thank you. I'll be your friend for life. Thank you.
Somehow, I was allowed to escape through the high surf to the shore. But little good it did me to find land. Stranded on this strange island, I was no less lost than when at sea. I was miles from home, miles from civilization, miles from a pizzeria with fast delivery boys. Nothing but sand, tree, and water. As far as the eye could see, I was truly shipwrecked. All alone on the... Whoops! On my third day, I discovered I was not alone. I had previously supposed there was no life on this island, at least not intelligent life. Now I wasn't sure about the intelligent part.
Huh?
I hope Garfield's not suffering too much. I don't know what he's up to, and I don't think I want to know.
I've decided to name my new companion after the most dismal day of the week. I shall call him Monday.
Ah, my favorite spaghetti. Oh boy, the cable repairman is here already.
Our quest for food has been... Doorbell? On a deserted island? You're getting loopy from hunger, Monday. Our quest for food has been a dismal failure. I feared that Monday and I would starve, but then... My keen sense of self-preservation told me we might find food to the east.
Well, congratulations. You're receiving this month's house call from Monopoly Cable.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to go climb the pole in the back.
Monday and I were in luck. We came upon a rare example of the flower Pasta Fazulis Marineris. Monday was enough lacking in taste and sophistication to think that it smelled like a plate of spaghetti. My long-denied taste buds quivered as I dined on the delicate petals of the Pasta Fazulis Marineris. You want some too, Monday?
Yeah.
Find your own Pasta Fazulis Marineris. I felt not quite secure as I surveyed the island that would be my home, perhaps forever. An eerie still tickled my sense of foreboding. And then I saw it. Local warriors had sent a lookout high up into a tree to spy. Clearly, it was the first step in a long and brutal battle. I seized Monday, for I knew that confrontation was inevitable, and I was unarmed.
Who ate my spaghetti? Why did you ask that, John? You know perfectly well who ate your spaghetti. Any luck?
Well, the problem's not up here. I'm going to come down and check your set.
Good work, Monday. I am rigging a clever rope trap that will ensnare the invading warriors. Monday, look! We are under attack!
Whoa! Get
out! My trap ensnared our attacker and ensured the safety of our island and, Look what you've done!
That's it, I'm leaving!
But you haven't fixed my cable!
And I'm not going to! We're not fixing your cable until the year 2043!
When in the year 2043?
I don't know yet. Stay home all year.
Well, you did give me the book.
No cable, no TV. What are we going to watch this evening? I have an idea. Don't complain, guys. It's all we've got.
You know what the really sad part of this is? This isn't that much less entertaining.